today, with a 5-year-old, our birthdays are spent entertaining said 5-year-old instead of enjoying our days, aren't they?
Do you mean did I get a spa and a massage? No.
Did you get a farm trip out and stroke some goats? Yes.
Yes, but that's, to be fair, I love goats. I even named one after us.
You did. And cows and pigs.
Sorry if you can hear snorting in the background. Our dog is currently in the middle of us and enjoying having us home.
They know the dog's called Daisy.
Oh, Daisy.
What if they've been listening to the podcast? They'll know this is Daisy Dog.
Okay, well, this is Daisy Dog, and she is currently in between us, and she is getting cuddles and is very happy.
Yeah.
So, yes, my birthday was exciting with goats. And she could probably, like, we have had a shower and a bath, but she can probably smell the animals on us still anyway. So she's probably a bit, where have you been? Why, humans? Why?
Huh? Yeah. I'm so shattered.
I know you are.
So tired.
You've worked too hard this month.
Yeah. Yeah, the last
Well, weeks. Leading up months, but yes.
Yeah, I'm tired. But yes.
The birthday podcast.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I thought you were leading this podcast. I thought the whole point was a reverse.
Yes, but you told me that like 20 minutes ago.
That is not
and
true.
I've prepared nothing. So, birthdays as adults when you've got children. Fun or not fun?
I think you go in two different directions.
Okay.
I think there's different types of parents. We are very much child focused, so our birthdays become quite child focused. Other people have parties, go out with friends.
And ignore their children. Not ignore,
extravagant
but
weekends,
yeah,
get babysitters.
Get the babysitter in. And
get grandparents in if you're lucky enough to have grandparents that are able to do that.
And have an adult evening or whatever to celebrate instead. Mm.
An adult evening, that does sound, what's that again in life?
When's the last time we did one of those?
Yes.
Holy moly.
We did do last month. We did.
Yeah, the month before.
Yes.
But it took us 5 years.
It did take us 5 years to get to the point.
Where we actually had a babysitter in the house and we went out. 5 years. I don't know if that must be extreme.
Yes, it's extreme, but yes, we had logic behind it because first of all, obviously, lockdown. There's the obvious one. Like,
yeah,
we
true.
Don't have family close by, so no one could come within, was it 5 or 10 miles during lockdown?
Don't ask me.
Well, anyway, there was no chance.
We were like, what was it, tier 4 or something?
For almost a year, almost entire of the year. And I think we came out of lockdown for like 1 month in August.
I know. And what will always stay with me was we were tier 4 and the town next to us was a tier 3.
And they put up the sign.
They put up a sign on the road, on the main road coming out of our town saying, what was it?
Go back to tier 4.
You scum. You scum.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
I know. But everyone leaving tier 4 to go anywhere had to go through this tier 3 town, and no one wanted it.
Great.
That would always stay with me.
But yeah, so we had lockdown, and then we had to come out of lockdown, which was still, you know, family was still more nervous to travel than you'd think. There was a year where grandparents and family were apprehensive.
Okay, but then COVID's been gone for the last, what, 2 years?
Well,
I say gone, but you know what I mean.
I hadn't got on to the next year. The next year was courses.
Okay.
You had quite literally a year of solid back-to-back courses.
Not entirely true. I would say preparation included in said course.
Okay, and then the year
of actual courses, it was 3 months and 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But preparation for said courses.
And we did date during that because Tiggy occasionally went 1 day a week on a Friday to a private preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And during those Fridays, you took, instead of taking a week off work, you took every Friday off for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we did date during that time and we went to the spa every
true.
Friday.
Yeah.
So I think you often forget that we did do that. And also for our anniversary and things, you took the day off while Tiggy was at preschool and we had the whole day in the spa. And then we had so much fun.
We basically just spa'd it every time.
We did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did.
And then, so we did
not
date
not
them.
Not now. When was that, like 18 months ago? Mm.
But as we all know, that going to a preschool did not work for us. It didn't work for Antigone. So after that, I went full-time mum, and then you went into...
work?
Work mode again for another year of intense work with travel and things. Mm. And so finally...
Kind of settled down.
Yeah, it was from September, things sort of settled down, and that's when we started using a babysitter for the first times.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Need to do a bit more, don't we?
We do, and we're lucky we found someone that we trust, and I enjoy going on dates with you. I want to do axe throwing next. The new axe throwing place that's opened up.
Yeah, down the road.
Hmm.
Yeah. Try it once.
Mm-hmm.
See that we're both rubbish and dangerous.
Well, apparently you can pay a little extra to put photographs of people you don't like up, and it's all secretive.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Yes.
Who would we do? Who would you put up?
Oh, I'm not saying that on a podcast. My gracious me, that's asking for trouble.
Yeah, that is.
Let's just say there are people that may go up on the board.
Was that Alexa?
No, it was Daisy, wasn't it?
I swear I just heard Alexa upstairs. Genuinely. I swear I did.
Is that the child whirling in her bed? You've thrown my phone away so I don't use it during the podcast.
I
so
have no idea.
So I have no Nest to look.
I don't hear anything. Should I check Nest?
Yes, that's the best option.
Anyway, you keep talking to the listeners.
So birthdays, we... Your last birthday. Goodness, what do you for your birthday this year?
I do not remember.
You don't like birthdays, though. So I find your birthdays quite difficult because you do not like your birthday.
No. So Antigone is sleeping soundly in bed. No, I can't even remember what the last one was. Or the one before that.
In previous years, I've taken you ghost hunting. I've taken you helicopter rides.
Mm-hmm. But both of those were before Antigone.
Before Antigone. That's what I mean. Before, life before Antigone was adventures that were... Daisy, that was epically cute.
That was very cute.
Daisy just did a pour over her eyes, asleep moment, and that was very sweet. So we have done wild adventures for birthdays. But... yes, it just kind
relax
of...
relax now, yeah, but they all change when you have a child, don't they?
They do. But is that okay? I think that is okay. It's
depends on the type of parent you are.
It does.
But if you're a homeschooling parent, is there a preference? Should we be the go out in evenings and get a babysitter type, or should we be the go to the farm and include the children?
Well, surely it's pointed for being a mixture. Everything in balance, everything in equal. I don't see why my birthday should have to be... about you and I, it should be about family.
And then
date nights are date nights.
I think birthdays are weird anyway because...
hate birthdays.
No. Now that we've actually experienced a birth and a child and all the rest of it, it seems so weird to celebrate the person that was born and not the mother that did the work. Do you know what I mean?
A mother becomes a mother on a birthday. Yes, I totally see what you're saying there. But
so, on Antigone's birthday, we should really be celebrating you for doing all of that and going through all of that.
Well, no, because it's her welcome into the world. And I didn't go through too much. I had an elective C-section, so I was pretty happy in Larry, to be honest, the whole time. I think you had more of a hassle with it than I did, actually.
I was just having a whale of a time with the anaesthetist.
Talking about whether I wanted more gin. You kept calling the...
He started calling the drugs.
The drug, whether it was morphine or whatever it was, gin.
Yeah. And he was like, would you like some more gin, Jessica? And you were like, yes, please.
I actually wasn't, but yes. You were telling me to.
Oh, it was great. We were having a whale of a time.
Yes, you were.
Having a whale of a time.
And she was born to all songs about the moon.
Yeah, it
by complete coincidence.
Yeah, David Bowie.
Bum, 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 bum.
And that was the second one.
That was.
And I can never say that piece. Owl structure. I don't know. How do you know how to say it?
I don't. Odyssey, 2001 Odyssey.
Yeah, Alstraxthustra, I don't know. I can never say it.
So how does my birthday differ from having a children's birthday? Because we've never held a party. We've booked them and planned them, but the parties have never actually happened.
And then cancelled. Well, that was COVID. But,
well, first of all, during the actual year of COVID, we'd booked to have a soft play centre.
Mm.
And we put the deposit down and everything like that. And we didn't get the deposit money back. They gave us the equivalent of a year's free entry instead of the deposit back, which was awful because no one wanted it back during COVID. No one wanted to go.
No one wanted to go.
Sorry. So that was that. And then the following year, we'd booked to have a forest school party for Antigone.
Mm.
And then the lady who was running the forest school got COVID the year after.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, days before got COVID.
Yes, so that was all cancelled. That was the following year.
Was it following year?
That was the following year when you still... Yeah. And then...
Easy one, isn't it? Very nice.
Easy. Oh, she did treatment at the same spa that we go to.
Was that last year?
She was four. That was her fourth birthday.
She went to the spa.
Yes.
Spa day. That was good.
That was good.
What did it say on the back of the
little VIP.
Little VIP. Yeah.
And they pampered her rotten. They were really sweet to her. We had a lunch and they set up the table beautifully. Yes.
It was good food.
Now, people could argue that this means that we're not socialising her, but we are trying to socialise her. But her birthday is early in September, which means that a lot of families are back at school if they do school. And also, we have tried to do parties and they just fall through. So it's got to the point now
I disagree with you.
Okay.
I disagree with you. I just think we just haven't done it yet. Some parents will book that massive event and book the bouncy castle and...
Well, we've been to those.
Yeah.
And honestly, the times that we've been to them, I've had a mum come up to me going, it's kind of like a wedding. Everybody enjoys the wedding, but doesn't enjoy the wedding at the same time. Parents come up to me that are running it going, is this okay? Do you think people are having fun? Have I done right or is it not okay?
That's just the individual.
Mm.
That was a lovely one.
It was a lovely one.
But we just haven't done it yet. We haven't done it. We haven't done a kids' party. So I'm sure we will. We talked about doing a ballet one.
We have talked about having a ballet-themed one where they all learn a dance. But again, that's quite educational. It's quite regimented. I can't see us ever having a... And the other one previously was forest school. And I can't see us ever having a party that is so... bouncy castle-esque.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just not us.
But we
like a product at the end of it. We like a theme and a force,
an educational.
I can see us booking out a museum. I can see us getting a private tour around the aquarium where you meet the sharks at the end or something.
Yeah, we would want it to sort of be homeschool related.
We would.
So it's educational. Children learn something.
I can't imagine us booking out a town hall.
We're proper digressing. We were talking about your birthday. What you did today instead of babysitters and going out, and then now we're talking about kids parties.
Well, that's the whole point about birthday parties. Once you become an adult, unless it's one of the big zeros at the end, you just I don't really feel hugely enthralled. And the more birthdays I have with a big zero at the end, the least least likely I am to want to celebrate.
Yeah, I know. And if you're 39 now,
you are the age now that I was when I gave birth to Antigone. And you keep telling me I'm old, I'm broken. And I'm like, I'm 5 years older than you.
We're all different.
5 years older than you. You don't realise how old and how time's taking its toll.
Yeah, I can definitely feel it. I'm feeling older and all the rest. But
what are you, like 34?
Yeah.
I'm 40 next year.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it. But everyone's different. Everyone's different. Yeah, I can feel myself getting older.
What about you, Daisy Dog? You're
an old
girl, aren't you?
I'm just sat here talking to you and picking away at some clumps of hair on her ear, just being careful to take it off.
Daisy Dog.
But yeah. Yeah. Did you have fun today, though?
Did I have fun today? Yes, I did. I know what we as a family are better at and what we're worse at. We are far better being outside and going for walks than we are being inside on silly equipment.
What do you class as silly equipment?
Indoor soft play. Okay. It's just not ours as a family. Every time we try and be that family,
Something goes wrong. Yeah.
We're not. Tiggy just isn't built for it. She's built to be outside climbing trees.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I kind of agree with you. It's a weird one. When children are just great at some things and not great at others.
Yes.
And I had no idea that you could actually turn around and say one child is great in a soft play and one child isn't as great in a soft
play. You really, really can.
Yeah. It's really... I never thought that I'd ever say that, but actually, at least with Antigone, it's sort of semi-true. But then
you
what
and
would
I...
argue you just need to practice more...
But I don't think it's practicing more. She just the environment just doesn't work for her. It's almost like she's hardwired to nature and understanding nature.
Mm.
But you could put her inside plastic and suddenly she becomes disorientated. I don't know whether it's like the mass amount of colours and the fact that we don't have...
Or she's running around super fast.
Mm.
Encouraged to do so or...
But it isn't running because you're in a soft place. So you're crawling.
Yeah, true.
And it's not like you can't say she's not nimble, because she does ballet. She does, she knows her body. She knows...
She's just good at falling over and hitting herself and damaging herself and anything else.
Mm, in soft play.
Which is ironic, because everything's supposed to be padded and all the rest of it. But Antigone seems to find the parts of soft play...
Every time.
...that are not padded and are solid plastic.
Every time.
And then whack herself against it quite badly.
But then I can take her into a wood and she can climb over trees, she can roll down mud. I mean, literally, she rolls down things.
Never
has an accident. The first time in years we've let her do a soft play.
Yeah. Today.
Today. And she comes back saying, I've hurt myself.
And she'd probably hurt herself.
Mm-hmm. But I do believe it's the bright colours and the plastic.
Yeah.
She's just not program for it.
I don't know, maybe it's because she's small or...
No, because you were saying that a lot during the time. I'm sorry. That it was from 3 to 8, that section. 3 to 8.
Oh, was it 3 to 8?
3 to 8.
I didn't see the age.
Yeah, 3 to 8. She's 5 and a half.
Though it's bad that I was looking, because in this place there were different areas of soft play for different ages, and I looked at the first one, and I genuinely thought, that's perfect for Antigone. And then that's perfect. And I looked at the age group, and it said on the board, no one over 2 can come in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
That's literally
perfect for my daughter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And
that's what makes me think, am I then sort of mollycoddling her? I didn't think I was, to be frank. I didn't think I was, but that perfect play bit. She's
but you're not, because if you were to put her in a natural environment, she'd go rock climbing, she'd go...
She'd do anything like that. What a 10-year-old's doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the second you put her in an environment which is a playground, she just doesn't handle it well.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to put that in a positive spin. It's not that she doesn't handle it, it's just that it's too... forced, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe she becomes... It's because it's like a ladder and it's just up, 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 up. Her brain doesn't have to think, so she turns her brain off, maybe.
Yeah. Don't know.
But playgrounds just... they don't work well with Tiggy.
Mm. No, it's just soft play.
No, it's playgrounds.
Is it?
It is playgrounds.
Weird accidents on playgrounds, too.
Close calls. I mean, look at the time you took her on the swingy thing and she ended up with a head bump.
Yeah, that zip wire.
That zip wire thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true. But how many accidents have we had in a wood?
None. Never, ever. Yeah. And we are adventure family. We go jumping, we go through water, we go through mud.
Five-mile hikes.
Exactly.
In the countryside and all the rest of it, yeah. Nothing about
nothing.
But yes. So what do you want to do for next year's birthday?
After saying that, I'd quite like to climb Vesuvius with you both.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're going to go from a small farm to Mount Vesuvius.
So I'll be 40, so it's not a small birthday.
Yeah, true.
So I would like us to fly to Naples.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And waffles and pancakes and...
at the base of the mountain.
Pizza. In Naples.
Loads of people got...
No, that's not what I said. I said in Naples.
Where's Naples compared to...
Naples is a 10-minute train journey.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go to Herculaneum, which is the much quieter one.
Which is also where everyone...
Yes. Yeah. It's basically the tiny Pompeii. It's like the fishing village attached to Pompeii.
Yeah, but just as many people were found with the...
Mm. And then I would like to climb Vesuvius with you both. And then we can get the taxi back down to the thingy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you get to climb up through the lava tubes and things like that. It's really good.
Through the lava tubes?
Yeah, because the lava came down in slides. Like you see, I mean, I don't want to cause you more trauma, but James is terrified of the volcano movie.
Is it called Volcano? Yeah, it scared me.
So I don't want to cause you trauma.
I watched it when I was 9 and it was a 12.
Mm.
I think I was 9 and I shouldn't have watched it. And yeah, I was scared of Jesus.
So yes, I would like to go up the lava. You get to see where the bubbles popped and you can go and stand inside the lava columns and things that have been hollowed out over the years. And
I didn't know that.
Yes. And then get halfway up, you've got Pompeii.
Halfway up the mountain is Pompeii.
So you get to go around Pompeii.
Pompeii is on the mountainside.
On Vesuvius, yes. And then you get to climb up the rest of Vesuvius.
So it's like the base.
Too, and you can go down. And you can go to the steam pots. So if you pour water over it, it steams. And you can smell the sulfur.
Okay. We'd better be prepared to run just in case.
Absolutely. Where are you going to run to?
Run down.
Isn't that the whole point of Pompeii? Like, they
down
couldn't...
and away. Yeah.
Unless you can swim to Capri, you're pretty done for, basically.
We'd have to jump on a boat, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but then it starts spewing volcanic debris.
Yeah, so well, you're well screwed no matter what, aren't you? No matter what.
So yes, I would like to I would like to do Naples.
Can you tell I'm really tired?
You can. Because I'm not even sure this podcast will go out because it's...
because I'm just talking rubbish.
You are.
I think it should go out just because it's more of a demonstration of two very tired parents.
Two very tired parents,
that's basically what this is.
Indeed.
We should call it that.
Now you got me started! Two tired parents on Mama's birthday.
Catch,
so yes, I enjoyed going to the farm. I massively would like to thank you for my chance with my baby goat.
You enjoyed your
time
with
the baby goat. I very, very much enjoyed my baby goat cuddles. Mm-hmm. I am still mildly intimidated by alpacas.
Yeah, I stay away from them now. Those spitting
things. They are.
Bad experience last time.
Yes. Last time we went to a farm, one spat at Tiggy. And see, she's fine with that kind of thing. She can be spat at by an alpaca and not care.
Yeah, but
she... take her to a soft play.
But hang on, but she stank for the rest of the day.
She did, and she had to go straight to ballet.
Oh, her hair. It was in her hair for
We had to drop her at ballet
for 24, 48 hours. Yeah. That smell of... what was it? Llama.
Spittle.
Llama, alpaca, whatever it was, spit. Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
So then we... so I enjoyed the... I don't like the llamas. The horses were lovely.
The stroking the rabbits, seeing the baby lambs. Mm. I mean, it's hard not to fall in love with a baby lamb, really, isn't it? Just the reptile house was a little bit...
It was warm.
But just a little bit sort of off key. You know, why I couldn't quite work out. And then we had a hawk demonstration with the flying birds. Are quite interesting.
It wasn't a demonstration, though.
No, it was more of a chat, which was...
It was a chat.
It was educational.
Here's the hawk taken out of its cage. We will now talk to you about it. Yeah.
Did it have an impact on homeschooling? Yes, I think it did.
Oh, God, yeah. Antigone had a one-to-one with this hawk person.
Yes.
Because we homeschool and we can do things during the working week, then it sort of worked because there was few children there.
We're currently doing in science Key Stage 1, Year 2, we're doing plant life cycles. And so I had prepared Antigone a little bit to talk about the feed that the animals would get with the life cycles of seeds and wheat and barley and hay. And also then we talked about life cycles using the newly born baby lambs and animals. So it is useful in that sense. And also the fact that I know that when Antigone visits places, she is like a hawk. She hunts down the person in authority.
Yes.
And she will quiz them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The teacher, the person in charge, the professor, the leader, the manager, whoever it is, she will find them.
And she did.
And take their information from them.
Yes. With cuteness.
Yes.
And yes, so I definitely feel as a homeschooling trip, it was worthwhile. Mm. Minus the soft play area, which I think was a mistake in us visiting.
Yes, but we both looked at each other and went, this is our rest time for a moment. Let's let Antigone play.
And it ended up not being.
Yeah, and she was in there for no more than
4 seconds.
I was going to say, realistically, 20 seconds she was in soft play.
It was.
And then came out with a massive head bump. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's crazy because she's so agile. She knows what to do.
Yeah, but I think she just sat up in a slide that she shouldn't have sat up in.
And the worst of it was, is I sat her down before she went in.
Yeah.
And I said to her, can you tell me the rules? And I said them to her again, and she told me them back. You don't run. If someone's around you, you let them go first, because that way you can take control of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. You sit down and lie down on the slide.
Mm-hmm.
You do not, you know, swing on things. You don't swing on the ropes. And you scream if you need us.
Mm-hmm.
And you added one at the end. You check in with us.
Yep, periodically.
Periodically at the thing.
Come in
and
just
we had eyes on her for the whole time that she wasn't in that slide.
Yeah.
And that's the worst of it.
And then she sat up, whatever it was, in the slide and head whack, big bulge, all the rest of it. 3 cool packs later on her forehead.
Mm.
Sorry.
But then we'd seen a mother earlier who had something similar, and they'd done absolutely no first aid and no... So people do sometimes say, we're over the top.
I mean, you're
a field medic, aren't you, or something? So...
No, definitely not. Far away from it. I've been out of date for years.
Mm. I've got paediatric first aid, and there's no way I wasn't going to check that she was okay.
Mm.
But we saw one other mother that literally...
It was a worse head bump.
It was huge. You could see it was like a golf ball.
Yeah.
And it was long, so it wasn't like a golf ball. It was more like a...
Yeah.
Double golf ball.
Everyone's different.
Yes. But what I'm saying is maybe as homeschooling parents, we are overly sensitive to these things.
Maybe.
Maybe if she was a school child, so to say, these things would be so frequent that we would know differently from how we react.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to talk about that properly at some point, don't we? What it means to be a homeschooling parent. Does it change you as a parent if you are a homeschooling parent? Does it change you, and how does it change you?
I'd also like to talk about the fact that as a homeschooling parent, because you don't necessarily have a long break from your child, do you still see your child as a baby for longer? Because that's another thing I wonder is, do all parents see their children as still their little babies, or because...
I don't.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You go away, and you go away during the day in the same way as a parent. So you get those longer breaks, especially because you are away for longer breaks, to be away from her. So you can see she's matured. Whereas
or grown or anything else.
I literally can count. How many days I've had away from her, school days I've had away from her, because we can tell you how many days we attempted preschool.
How many days did we attempt preschool?
About 30 to 40.
We did 30 to 40?
Mm.
Okay. And a sports day.
Yes.
And she annihilated.
That's what I mean, though. She's so good at sports. She annihilated the girls and the boys in her sports day.
Yeah, she was great.
And that's not just us being proud parents.
Yeah, she came first.
She annihilated them.
She came first in every race, bar one, where she came second. And that was because she was in a team with another girl. And
she was put in that team because she annihilated everybody.
And then the other girl basically dragged them down into second.
Yes.
Apart from that, yeah, she was great. God, we are proper digressing tonight.
That's because we're shattered.
And we're just talking now, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to bed, husband?
Well,
you're starting me off! Oh!
Yeah. Tired one. Long day. But I hope you had a good birthday.
I did have a good birthday, thank you. Minus the head bump.
Yeah. Happy 39th birthday.
Thank you. And thank you for my gifts.
And your cake.
And my cake. And my coffees.
Mm-hmm.
And my trip out for the day, which really was lovely. I think it's just reaffirmed for me that we are an outdoors family, not an indoors family.
Mm.
Playgrounds, and every time we do this, I don't like playgrounds. It's just not for us. I see Tiggy on them, and it's not for us.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some skills to learn on them, obviously, but...
Yes, but
she... get outside.
I find it insane that she can climb a tree...
With no problem.
With no problems. But the second you put her on a ladder or a slide...
Plastic equivalents.
She's great with her rotational steamer. Yeah. Like, she is great with her rotational steamer.
She needs to, like ladder skills. Like that's fine, but it's all just big plastic castles or whatever.
It's the plastic.
Something but like manufactured wooden. And I don't know. Always ends up going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there you go. Half of me is like, this should be a bonus episode or something.
That's what I said. This would just be the birthday throwaway episode because it's my birthday and people might be interested to hear what we're doing. We might not even put this one out.
I think we will. You've already said that, and I've already said I think we will.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. This is not what it's normally like.
Yeah,
this is
we're shattered.
Tired.
Oh, you could catch...
Sorry.
I catch Bjorns
I should
so
probably
easily.
Add, I haven't got my watch on right now, but it's probably not even 9 o'clock.
No, actually, it's 10:05 in the evening. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Take me up to bed. I'd really like a decaf Earl Grey. And maybe a little bit more cake.
Yeah.
And many more.
Decaf Earl Greys, cake, or birthdays.
All?
Or for Z's in bed.
All?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it!
Oh, God. I catch yawns.
We should have done a competition at the beginning of the year.
No, I need to ask. I catch yawns so quickly. I wonder if our yawns are going through the the electronic sphere of the podcasting platform that you're on.
Comment if you caught our yawns.
Are we making you yawn? I'm so sorry if we are. I truly, truly am sorry. Right, let's leave it there because I'm getting so tired. Thank you very much. Pleasure as ever. Thanks for listening. And
it's my birthday.
We'll see you soon. Bye. You're not going to say bye.
Bye. I'm too tired. I'm just taking the microphone off. No. How do I turn this thing off? I just want to get a bit.
I do it. I do it in the edit. You still haven't said anything.
I said goodbye. I said I'm taking off my microphone and I'm going to bed.